We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we were going the order of the day, and now we're up to the Kaddish that we say after the price of Rabbi Yishmael, that the Shalich Tzibur, when he is preparing to say the Kaddish, should say, I'm prepared to say the Kaddish and the Amen in the Kaddish, and to have in mind what I'm supposed to have in mind when I say the sanctification, and the congregation also should be prepared to say the Kaddish. And the Kaddish was instituted by our sages in correspondence to the verse that says God will be elevated and sanctified and known before the eyes of many nations. And this is a reference to the ultimate war that's going to happen, and at that time the nations will unify against Israel, and it'll seem like we were a lost cause, and we'll make it out of that situation. So that's the time that God says, I will be elevated and exalted and known in the eyes of the nations. And in reference to that, we begin Yitgadel v'yitkadesh mei rabah, that God's name should be elevated and sanctified and exalted to the in this world. What are we saying? We're giving these words of praise, and the ones who say it are those that lost a relative. They're saying, even though I'm in a situation that's difficult for me, I see this world and it's difficult for me to see what I'm seeing, nonetheless, I'm willing to accept that, God, you run the world, even with its difficulties, and I'm waiting for the time that you will be revealed and exalted. And I'm preparing myself to fulfill the biblical mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to us. As we're going to read this parsha, we're commanded to remember what they did to us, that they're the ones that try to remove the throne, the Jewish throne, which represents God in this world. And part of what we're remembering when we're saying Kaddish is we're remembering them and their attempts to remove that, because this verse in Yechezkel describes the ultimate war, and part of that ultimate war is the removal of Amalek. And when we reach the point in the davening where we say V'kolvenu Malkenu L'Shimcha HaGadol, so we'll also have in mind this mitzvah and all the Kaddish of the days. If we have this in mind, so again we're fulfilling these two biblical commandments: the positive commandment that says to remember, to commemorate what Amalek did, and the prohibition from forgetting what they did to us.